Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, because they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way, and conspired with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him to them. And they were glad, and promised to give him money. And he promised, and sought opportunity to betray him to them, in the absence of the multitude. Then the day of unleavened bread came, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Listen, when you have entered into the city, a man shall meet you there, carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters. And you shall say to the good man of the house, 'The master asks you, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. Make ready there." And they went, and found it as he had said to them, and they made the Passover ready. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Because I say to you, I will not eat it any more, until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. Because I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in memory of me." Likewise also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But look, the hand of him who betrays me is with mine on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes, as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was who would do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles, non-Jews, exercise lordship over them. And those who exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so, but he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he who serves. Because who is greater, he who sits at meal, or he who serves? Is not he who sits at meal? But I am among you as he who serves. You are those who have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith will not fail, and when you are converted, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both into prison and to death." And he said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before you shall three times deny that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you without purse, and money, and shoes, did you lack anything?" And they said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, he who has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his money, and he who has no sword, let him sell his coat and buy one. Because I say to you, what is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was counted among the sinners, because the things concerning me have an end." And they said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." And he came out and went, as he normally did, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you not enter into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but yours, be done." And there appeared an angel to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." And while he yet spoke, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those who were around him saw what would follow, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Allow this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders who came to him, Are you coming out as against a thief with swords and clubs? When I was daily with you in the temple, you did not stretch forth hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid saw him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked at him and said, This man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, You are also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth this fellow also was with him, because he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I do not know what you are saying. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men who held Jesus mocked him and struck him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it who struck you? And many other things they spoke against him blasphemously. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Are you the Christ? Tell us. And he said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter the Son of Man shall sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then they all said, Are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, You say that I am. And they said, What need do we have for any further witness? Because we ourselves have heard of his own mouth.